Meetings. Meetings establishing a model organism. A report from the RST annual Nematostella meeting. Introduction. The sea anemone Nematostella victensis, a member of the phylum Cnidaria, has rapidly developed into a cornerstone taxon in comparative studies of genome evolution and animal development. Originally described in 1935 by T.A. Stevenson, Nematostella was largely studied in the context of estuarine ecology and comparative taxonomy for the next 60 years. Beginning in the 1990s, descriptive work by Hand and Ullinger, 1, as well as gene expression and comparative phylogenetics research by Finity and Martindale, 2, laid the foundation for the emergence of Nematostella as an informative laboratory model for Cnidarian evolution and development, 3, 4. In 2007, Nematostella became the RST non-bilaterian animal with a sequenced genome, 5. The availability of the genome quickly established Nematostella as a key invertebrate animal for both developmental biology and comparative genomics. Indeed, one of the immediate and major surprises was the realization that, in many respects, the Nematostella genome is more similar to the human genome than it is to two more commonly studied invertebrate models, Drosophila melanogaster and Caenorhabditis elegans, 6. Since then, research on Nematostella has rapidly grown in prominence, extended into other areas of biology, and is continually being adopted by labs throughout the world. doi.10.1002/200,101,145,158, www.bioassays-journal.com. Moreover, this growing community has developed a suite of molecular techniques for Nematostella that mirror those developed for traditional model systems. Table 1. The overall growth of this species as a laboratory model is reflected in the dramatic increase in publications that mention or feature Nematostella, Figure 1. In response to this growing interest, we organized the RST Nematostella meeting, which was held at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution on the 27th of June, 2011, in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, USA. The meeting focused on developing strategies for improving and expanding community resources, on expertise related to animal culturing and experimental techniques, as well as highlighting the diversity of Nematostella research topics. Developments in tests of gene expression and protein function studies involving Nematostella have been integral to our understanding of how embryogenesis and animal evolution are interconnected. In particular, spatial and temporal characterizations of gene expression have been useful in identifying likely roles for genes involved in axil patterning 7, germ layer development 8, and cell specification 9, to name a few. However, far fewer studies have been conducted involving techniques that directly test gene function, C, 10, 11. Mark Martindale, Kualo Marine Laboratory, University of Hawaii, presented an overview of his lab's efforts to address this limitation. He provided a brief overview of a project with N-ethyl N-nitrosiri, ENU, mutagenesis coupled with restriction site-associated DNA, RAD, mapping, deep sequencing, and forward genetics to identify mutations causing abnormal phenotypes in Nematostella. The Martindale lab has also developed a microarray for comparing gene expression in response to chemical, for example lithium chloride and allosterpolone for inhibition of glycogen synthase kinase 3, GSK3, MIS expression, and gene knockdown manipulations of development. In the discussion following Mark's presentation, several participants brought up examples of widely used techniques that work well in other models, but perform poorly or in an unexpected manner in Nematostella. For example, while morpholino-based methods to suppress expression of Nematostella genes have proven effective in some studies, several groups reported difficulties doing the same with RNA interference. Despite this technique's broad utility in another cnidarian, Hydra, based on this discussion, we have listed some comments from meeting participants in reference to particular techniques. See notes column in Table 1. We hope that by sharing the experiences of the participants at this meeting, we can help researchers to avoid duplication of effort, select the most appropriate techniques, and identify areas where additional method development is needed. By Essays 34, 158-161, SS 2011 Wiley Periodicals, Incorporated, A. Emery Etzel et al., Table 1, Summary of Experimental Methods That Have Been Successfully Applied to Nematostella Research Representative Publication, S. Approach, Meeting Natisa, In Situ Hybridization, 8, 18, 19, Immunohistochemistry, 11, 14, Visualization of Broad Spatial Expression in Whole Mount and Subcellular Localization in Thin Sections, TDG, Morpholino, 10, 11, Morpholinus are typically injected, but animals can also be soaked for incorporation, MQM, Rene, 20. Participants at meeting suggested Rene has been less reliable or ineffective, MQM, gene knockdown, heterologous protein expression, cell-free, 21, vertebrate cell lines, 14, EMSA for DNA binding, 14, protein crystallography, 22, transgenics, 23, spawning and culturing, 24, 25, varied culturing conditions, salinity, temperature, may favor better cultures for some populations, AMR. We have also included a notes column with observations from participants from the meeting. Initials indicate source for observation from meeting. MQM, Mark Q. Martindale, AMR, Adam M. Rietzel, TDG, Thomas D. Gilmore. In this context, Casey reported results from detailed comparisons of different sequencing platforms, for example, Illumina, Solid, and Helicus. Additionally, Casey described their protocol for assembling transcriptomes using the OASIS assembly software. To date, much of the molecular research involving Nematostella has focused on gene transcripts. However, it is clear that until we characterize the protein products of these genes, our view of genetic networks will remain partial, and will sometimes be misleading. The recent emergence of inexpensive sequencing technologies has presented new opportunities to study the transcriptional changes associated with development in unprecedented detail and to uncover the underlying molecular mechanisms. Casey Dunn, Brown University, presented research utilizing next-generation sequencing for comparative transcriptomic studies. The Dunn lab uses Nematostella for establishing techniques that can be applied to other cnidarian species that are less amenable to laboratory study, like large siphonophores, 12, 500. Number of publications, 450, 400, 350, 300, 250, 200, 150, Ein. Experiments describing protein-protein interactions and protein function in the regulation of downstream genes will be crucial for understanding the evolution of metazone gene function and signaling networks. Tom Gilmore, Boston University, presented one of the most comprehensive protein-based experimental efforts in Nematostella to date, a detailed characterization of the Nematostella NFKB signal transduction pathway. His lab has shown that the NFKB pathway was likely in place prior to the last common ancestor of Metazoa, 13. Using a variety of in vitro and cell-based assays, they have shown Nematostella NFKB can bind to and activate promoters containing canonical KB binding motifs, and that activities of NFKB can be inhibited by two Nematostella IKB-like inhibitors, 14. Full stop. Using a newly developed antibody, they showed that expression of Nematostella vitensis NFKB, NVNFKB, is restricted to a subset of ectodermal cells in both juveniles and adults. 150, 2010, 2008, 2006, 2004, 2002, 2000, 1998, 1996, 1994. 1992, 1990, 1988, 1986, 1984, 1982, 1980, 1978, 1976, 1974, 1972, 1970, 1968, 1966, 0, figure 1, the number of publications per year, 1966 to 2010, containing the search term nematostella in the text. The search was conducted with Google Scholar on the 15th of June, 2011. The nematostella genome was published in 2007 and continues to be a strong contributor to the increase in publications. By essays 34, 158-161, SS 2011 Wiley Periodicals, Incorporated. Expanding comparative genomics in early diverging phyla. Another theme of the meeting was the context for comparative genomics. That 159 meetings, method, meetings, A.M. Rietzel et al. Has developed around the nematostella genome. Since the sea anemone's genome was published in 2007, two additional cnidarian genomes have been published, Hydromagnipapillata, 2010, and Acropora digitifera, 2011. The sequencing and comparative analysis of other genomes will continue to be instrumental in identifying critical molecular events in the evolution of cnidarian and other animal genomes. John Finnerty, Boston University, described a comparative genomics effort to sequence the genomes of several populations of nematostella. The goal of this effort is to characterize intraspecific variation and identify genomic regions under selection. The Finnerty lab has initiated efforts to sequence the genomes of two other species in the family Edwardsiidae, that is, Edwardsiella lineata and Edwardsia elegans, as well as other anthozoans. Despite a close relationship with nematostella, Edwardsiella lineata has evolved a parasitic life history. Thus a comparative genomics study will aim to understand the transition between parasitic and non-parasitic life history stages. In the broader phylogenetic context, Joseph Ryan, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, provided an overview of the sequencing and annotation of the genome of the Teneformemiopsis leedii. This presentation focused on lessons learned from a de novo sequencing project based entirely on next-generation sequencing technologies. The Teneform genome will provide a necessary data source for comparative genomics with other nonbilaterian phyla, such as Porifera and Placozoa, to better assess the branching order at the base of the animal tree and to identify shifts in gene complements in these early diverging phyla. Studying nematostella in its natural environment. The NAL major theme of the meeting was interactions between nematostella and the environment. Nematostella has a natural distribution along much of the Atlantic coast of North America and has been introduced numerous times to estuaries outside of the natural range. 160. 15. As a denizen of high marsh estuaries, nematostella occupies a highly variable habitat that has frequently been impacted by human encroachment and pollution. Little is known about how nematostella survives and thrives in these environments and if populations throughout the range show any phenotypic variation, potentially consistent with local adaptation. Janelle Thompson, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, spoke about her lab's work on the microbiome of nematostella. Her lab has compared the microbial community associated with nematostella from wild populations and laboratory strains. To date, most comparisons have used 16S RNA sequencing for identifying microbial species, but she has also identified broader sequencing approaches. The Thompson lab uses these studies to identify patterns in microbial diversity within these populations and to determine if these associations are stable in laboratory culture. Upon identification of stable associates, Janelle will use experimental approaches to determine effects of microbial associates on nematostella physiology. Early results suggest that there is considerable variation between the microbiomes of the laboratory populations and yield-collected populations. Adam Rietzel, Wood's Hole Oceanographic Institution, HOIA, spoke about genetic and phenotypic variation in populations of nematostella collected throughout their known range. Using a suite of neutral markers, for example amplied fragment length polymorphisms, AFLPs, and microsatellites, This work has shown extensive genetic variation within and between populations. Additionally, Nematostella harbors many non-synonymous polymorphisms in conserved domains that are restricted to particular geographic locations. 16. These markers may provide good candidates for future studies of functional variation between alleles that may underlie molecular mechanisms of local adaptation. He also reported significant phenotypic variation in growth rate and temperature tolerance of individuals collected from populations spanning the thermocline along the Atlantic coast of North America. Finally, Adam highlighted current and future work conducted in collaboration with Anne Tarrant, Hoyer, to describe transcriptional responses by Nematostella to environmental stress, developing research integration and new opportunities throughout the meeting. There were frequent discussions of how the Nematostella community can create or improve resources to facilitate future research efforts. Some of these efforts are well underway or completed. Matthias Ormestad and Eric Rotinger from the Martindale Lab have developed a database of gene expression, CAHI-CHI-ORG, a tool for querying expression patterns from Nematostella and other marine invertebrates. 17. Synthesizing these data into one location will permit individuals to develop hypotheses about potential gene interactions, given similar temporal-spatial expression, and to select genes to complement future research efforts. The Finity Lab described ongoing efforts to overhaul current online resources, TNIDBase, StellaBase, and Nematostella.org, and to integrate these sites with new resources, DAMBase and EDBase, to facilitate comparative genomics within the CNID area. One goal for this RST Nematostella meeting was to identify a specific area where immediate efforts could have the largest impact on the community. We suggest continuing this goal-oriented discussion as a priority in future meetings. This meeting demonstrated an overwhelming interest in developing an improved genome annotation. To facilitate this, numerous labs will be donating sequence data from transcriptional proling and targeted cloning to produce improved gene models. In total, these data amount to more than 6 × 1010 BP of sequence, which will result in more complete annotation of transcripts and a catalog of splice variants. On this topic, there was a discussion on how to update current annotations, which have largely remained static since the initial genome release in 2007. Solutions centered on generating an updated transcriptome, implementing a new genome browser, by Essays 34, 158-161, SS 2011 Wiley Periodicals, Incorporated, A. Emery Etzel et al., Adam Emery Etzel 1, A. Joseph F. Ryan 2, and M. Tarrant 1, 1. Biology Department, Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, Woods Hole, MA, USA. 2. Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, MD, USA. Email, aretzel@hoyer.edu. References 1. Hansi, Ulinga K. 1992. The Culture, Sexual and Asexual Reproduction, and Growth in the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis. Bile Bull 182, 169-76, 2. Finity J.R., Martindale M.Q. 1999. Ancient Origins of Axial Patterning Genes, Hox Genes and Para-Hox Genes in the CNID Area. Evil Dev 1, 16-23, 3. Darling Yar, Rietzel A.M., Burton P.M., Mazza M.E., et al. 2005, Rising Starlet, The Starlet Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis, BioEssays 27, 211-21, 4, Technor U., Steelry 2011, Evolutionary Crossroads in Developmental Biology, CNID Area, Development 138, 1447-58, 5, Putnam N., Srivastava M., Helston U., Dirks B., et al. 2007, Sea Anemone Genome Reveals Ancestral Eumetazone Gene Repertoire and Genomic Organization, Science 317, 86-94, 6, Sullivan J.C., Rietzel A.M., Finity Jr. 2006, a high percentage of introns in human genes were present early in animal evolution, evidence from the basal metazoan Nematostella victensis, genome in form 17.219-29.7, Finity Jr., Pang K., Burton P., Paulson D., et al. 2004, Origins of Bilateral Symmetry, Hox and DPP Expression in a Sea Anemone, Science 304, 1335-7.8, Martindale M., Pang K., Finity Jr. 2004, Investigating the Origins of Triploblasty, Mesodermal Gene Expression in a Diploblastic Animal, the Sea Anemone, Nematostella victensis, Phylum Cnidaria, Class Anthozoa, Development 131, 2463-74, 9, Marlow HQ, Srivastava M., Mattis DQ, Roxa D., et al. 2009, Anatomy and Development of the Nervous System of Nematostella victensis, an Anthozoan Cnidarian, Dev Neurobial 69, 235-54, 10, Meiji C., Daly M., Martindale MQ 2007, Gastrulation in the Cnidarian Nematostella victensis occurs via invagination not ingression, Dev Bile 305, 483-97, 11, Reinsch F., Fritzenwanka J., Skull C., Technor U 2008, FGF signaling controls formation of the apical sensory organ in the Cnidarian Nematostella victensis, Development 135, 1761-9, 12, Siebert S., Robinson MD, Tintori SC, Goetz F., et al. 2011, Differential gene expression in the Siphonophora nomea bijuga, Cnidaria, assessed with multiple next-generation sequencing workouts. PLOS 16, E20953, Bioassays 34, 158-161, SS 2011 Wiley Periodicals, Incorporated, 13, Sullivan JC, Kalaitsidis D, Gilmore TD, Finity Jr. 2007, REL Homology Domain Containing Transcription Factors in the Cnidarian Nematostella victensis, Dev Genes Evil 217, 63-72, 14, Walensky FS, Garbati Mr., Lubinsky TJ, Trailer Nowells N, et al. 2011, Characterization of the Core Elements of the NFKB Signaling Pathway of the Sea Anemone Nematostella victensis, Molcell Bile 31, 1076-87, 15, Rietzel AM, Darling Yar, Sullivan JC, Finity Jr. 2008, Global Population Genetic Structure of the Starlet Anemone Nematostella victensis, Multiple Introductions and Implications for Conservation Policy, Bile Invasions 10, 1197-213, 16, Rietzel AM, Sullivan JC, Finity Jr. 2010, Discovering SNPs in Protein Coding Regions with Stellar SNP, Illustrating the Characterization and Geographic Distribution of Polymorphisms in the Estuarine Anemone Nematostella victensis, Estuar Coast 33, 930-43, 17, Ormestad M., Martindale MQ, Rottinger E. 2011, A Comparative Gene Expression Database for Invertebrates, Everdevo 2, 17, 18, Janiklovich G., Technor U. 2009, In situ hybridization of starlet sea anemone, Nematostella victensis, embryos, larvae, and polyps. Cold Spring Harbor Protocols 2009, PDB Prot 5282, 19, Finity J.R., Paulson D., Burton P., Pang K., et al. 2003, Early Evolution of a Homeobox Gene, the Parahox Gene GSX in the Cnidaria and the Bilateria. Evil Dev 5, 331-45, 20, Pankow S., Bambaja C. 2007, The Page 53 Tumor Suppressor-like Protein NVP63 Mediates Selective Germ Cell Death in the Sea Anemone Nematostella victensis, PLOS 12, E782, 21, Rietzel AM, Berendt L, Tarrant AM 2010, Light Entrained Rhythmic Gene Expression in the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, The Evolution of the Animal Circadian Clock, PLOS 15, E12805, 22, Muir AMJ, Krusisks M, Ridi G, Grimbecker J, et al. 2011, Crystal Structure of Menin Reveals Binding Site for Mixed Lineage Leukemia, MLL, Protein, J. Bielchem 286, 31742-8, 23, Reinfer E, Amin Hassanzel A, Steinmetz PRH, Technor U 2010, A Muscle-Specific Transgenic Reporter Line of the Sea Anemone, Nematostella Victensis, Proc Nat Acad CUSA 107, 104-8, 24, Fritzenwanker J, Technor U 2002, Induction of Gametogenesis in the Basal Cnidarian Nematostella Victensis, Anthozoa, DevGenes Evil 212, 99-103, 25, Janikovic G, Technor U 2009, Induction of Spawning in the Starlet Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, In Vitro Fertilization of Gametes, and Degelling of Zygotes, Cold Spring Harbor Protocols 2009, PDB Prot 5281, 161, Meetings, and Creating Wiki-based Gene Pages, similar to those being generated for the Nemeopsis Genome Project, Ryan, Personal Communication, that could be edited by the community researchers and easily linked to and from third-party resources. The overall goal is to have a single, well-annotated data source for researchers using Nematostella. The NAL topic of the meeting was a plan for future annual meetings with broader representation. Researchers throughout the world are continually adopting Nematostella to explore a broad range of biological ELDs, and it was agreed that future meetings should capitalize on this geographic and interdisciplinary diversity. Attendees suggested holding meetings that alternate between the USA and Europe. The next proposed meeting is scheduled for the summer of 2012 at the Marine Biological Laboratory, Woods Hole, MA, and will be organized by Joel Smith, MBL, and Tarrant, Hoyer, Adam Rietzel, Hoyer, and Joseph Ryan, SARS International Center for Marine Molecular Biology. For interested individuals, we have created a website that will publish updated information: www.nematostellameeting.com. Future meetings will have workshops that will focus on emerging experimental techniques, nematostella-centric bioinformatic applications, and ELD collections. Together, efforts to increase geographic representation, broaden the disciplinary scope, and target learning opportunities will continue to develop Nematostella as a powerful model in comparative biology.